Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Scott Walker signed the Mining for America bill into law today at the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport. The bill eliminates the mining moratorium law for the issuance of sulfide ore mining permits. Ken Kroll explains.
The mining moratorium was signed into law by Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998 and received bipartisan support. The law required companies to prove a sulfide mine could operate 10 years and be closed for 10 years without polluting water resources. Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst was lead sponsor in the state Senate.
Mining is a very intrusive activity, and you have to have high environmental standards. And if you read this bill that the governor's signing today, we do not reduce our environmental standards here in Wisconsin in any way. If any company wants to come here to Wisconsin, they're going to have to live with our high environmental standards.
Governor Walker signed the bill saying the bill is more than about mining.
This is really more than just about mining. It's about keeping our kids in Wisconsin. This is just one more tool, particularly here in northern Wisconsin, to be able to keep our sons and our daughters here for generations to come. And I think when I talk to people here and across the state, that's one of the most important things they talk about is what can we do, particularly in northern Wisconsin, to keep more of our sons and our daughters, our grandsons and granddaughters here in the state of Wisconsin.
When he was in the legislature, Governor Walker supported the moratorium. He was asked what changed.
What hasn't? Everything's changed, even in the last 5 to 6 years, let alone the last 20 years. Technology has changed, and I think you see it's much easier to be able to make sure that you have safe and environmentally sound mining here in the state of Wisconsin.
Mining moratorium supporters said the moratorium didn't stop any company from coming to mine in Wisconsin, and they point to the fact that there have been companies interested in exploring but backed out. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Some 800 high school students will be further schooled in the art of tournament fishing on the Minocqua chain of lakes this coming February. Minocqua Area Chamber Group Travel Coordinator Jane Kinchlow tells the town board they believe the boost in the local economy will be felt beyond Minocqua.
We thought it was a great opportunity for everybody involved. I mean, the restaurants and the dining and bake shops and everything else, kind of the economic impact could be huge. We realize that we do have to probably go outside of the area for some of the lodging, but we have contacted areas like St. Germain and Rhinelander and Tomahawk as well so that they can help with the overflow.
Association board member Mark Benson of Mercer High School says association schools are already planning for this big event. The competitors are trying to get some insider knowledge by checking things out leading up to the event.
Several schools have been contacting Kirk Justice and a couple of the guides in the area in order to be able to get some pre-fishing done. So that there'll be some activity that goes on during the early parts of it. And then they come in Friday, they stay overnight Friday. I'm assuming all the hotels are going to request two nights, hotels, resorts, however that's going to work out. So they'll be here Friday to do that. We'll fish early, be done, I think, approximately 2 or 3 o'clock, and we go through the weigh-in process.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association, representing some 80 high school clubs, has chosen the local lake chain to hold their 2017-2018 state championship on Saturday, February 17th. A Milwaukee County judge running for a spot on the state Supreme Court says the public's trust in a fair and impartial court must be returned. During a recent campaign stop in the Northwoods, Judge Rebecca Dollett was asked why she's running.
I'm running because we need to return some independence and balance to our Supreme Court and to get the partisan politics out. We've had partisan politics really infiltrate our Supreme Court, especially over the last decade, and it needs to stop. Our courts are meant to be independent, nonpartisan places, and we absolutely can get back to that.
Dollett was first elected as Milwaukee County Judge in 2008 and was re-elected in 2014 for a term that will expire in 2020. Prior to being elected judge, she was a prosecutor for 11 years. Dollett says she's concerned about the big money interests who have influenced recent Supreme Court elections. Dollett says lack of a recusal rule has also damaged confidence in the court. She says in one case, Justice Michael Gableman refused to recuse himself from a case though one of the parties had spent more than $2 million on his behalf. Dollett says she's gotten a large number of other judges to back her.
I have over 170 judges supporting me right now, including Judge Kinney and Mangerson and Volke and others from this part of our state.
Dalit is joined by two other candidates, Sauk County Judge Michael Schrenock and Madison Attorney Tim Burns. The three are running to replace Gableman, who is not seeking a second 10-year term. A February 20th primary will narrow the field to two candidates. The general election is April 3rd. The second-largest healthcare company in Wisconsin is in talks, which could create the largest health system in the country. Missouri-based Ascension is negotiating a merger with Providence St. Joseph's Health. If they combine, the resulting nonprofit system would have 191 hospitals in 27 states and annual revenues approaching $45 million. Ascension is the parent company of Columbia St. Mary's and Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare. It has 23 hospitals and almost 20,000 employees in this state, including facilities in northern Wisconsin. Our forecast for tonight, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 6 with gusty northwest winds. If you're in the Lake Superior snow belt, 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible. For Tuesday, scattered flurries, mostly cloudy, and a high near 11 with gusty northwest winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow, and a high near 17. Renee is next with the Northwoods Cafe. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.